Sheba's Haven Rescue has given dogs with a non-curable illness a place to roam free. Bill McCormick from Sheba's Haven Rescue joins us, and thank you so much for being a community builder.
Thanks for having me.
Why do you think it's important to give back to the community with Sheba's Haven and, of course, Bark Bash as well?
Well, they do so much in giving us their space and time and all kinds of assistance. The people of Gannett, the citizens of Gannett, they've always supported us. They've gone to the bat for us on any occasion. And you can't overstate how much that has helped us in our quest for the Haven. So, giving back to the community any way we can.
And what is your favorite part about, doing the work that you do here and, being around the community?
I like, obviously, being with the dogs, whether at home at the Haven, Sheba's Haven. When I'm home with them, it's all love and fun. And when I'm doing the Bark Bash, again, it's dogs and it's dog owners and people that like dogs. So, you know, that's the best of both worlds right there, human and animal.
And what has been, of course, a lot of people face challenges along the way, no matter what you do in life. And has there been many challenges you guys have had to face along the way with Sheba's Haven and Bark Bash?
It's customary for all charities and all businesses, our organization like yourselves, I guess, is to get the volunteers to help us out. The Haven, Sheba's Haven, we're out off of Sunbury Road. And so we don't live in town where there's, our volunteers are around the corner. So we rely on them more when we do our events so they can man the tents, man the chairs, man whatever. Gananoque, same thing. The Bark Bash, it was set up to raise money for the local rescues. And that is rescues. It could be Gannett Humane Society. It could be Sheba's Haven. It could be the Kingston Pet Food Bank. Anything connected with our dogs, any money raised there would go to those rescues that have participated. And Gananoque and the surrounding area has always stepped up and really supported us that we can give money to them.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of? I know you guys have done so much, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an award you guys have won or something like that, but just something that you're really proud of as far as accomplishments are concerned.
Well, I'm just proud of the fact that what we're doing for at the Sheba's Haven for the dogs with limited life-limiting illnesses. We give them a great end of life, and they give us lots of love back. Awards don't really mean much to me, but I certainly like to see the smile when I do pet therapy at Carvet or at Fairmont. And I go in, the residents all smile when I bring in our dogs. I think that's the biggest reward right there, the smiles we get from when we bring the dogs in for pet therapy. It's phenomenal. I love the smiles. Well, thank you very much for recognizing Sheba's Haven and what we do. It certainly goes a long way, and again, for Bark Bash. Thanks very much.
You can hear all of our community builders at gananoquenow.ca.